back to the Nutri Medical Report. We'll be joined in a moment with Jim Fetzer. Watching Jim, we're watching the committee meetings with Mr. Comey, and of course, Andrade says Comey Hill Show. Comey is behaving very smartly with the, I call the demon rat, ranking member of the Intel Committee. I can't believe the dialogue that I'm hearing and the string of lies that's being strung together to literally start an independent commission like the Watergate Commission, which will destroy the Trump administration. This is beyond disgusting, isn't it?
I can't believe the amount of bullshit that's being broadcast here, Bill. It's simply outrageous. We already know, they already acknowledged right off the bat there was no Russian involvement in the election per se, that they weren't connected to the voting machines. It wasn't even possible. But all the rest of this has been has been debunked in the past. We had the FBI saying the Trump-Russia stories were BS. This was FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe brought up to Priebus during a one-on-one meeting on February 15th that a New York story on the this Russian connection and the Russian dossier was BS. We had a further report now from WikiLeaks of Vault 7 revelations that demonstrate that the CIA has the ability through its Project Umbridge to leave the fingerprints of another source. They're just talking during the hearing about how blatant the Russians were by leaving their fingerprints all over the place. Well, that's an indication they didn't do it.
Exactly, I mean, yeah. Do you think they're non-professionals? This is ridiculous. This is like somebody in their basement in Bulgaria that's going to have fingerprints.
Yeah, it's completely indefensible. Right. Yeah, here's one of the reports from WikiLeaks. That the CIA can engage in false flag cyber attacks that portray Russia as the assailant, discussing the CIA's remote devices branch Umbridge Group. WikiLeaks source notice it collects and maintains a substantial library of attack techniques stolen from malware produced in other states, including the Russian Federation. With Umbridge and related projects, the CIA can not only increase its total number of attack types, but also misdirect attribution by leaving behind the fingerprints of the groups that the attack techniques were stolen from. As Kim.com has summarized, CIA uses techniques to make cyber attacks look like they originated from enemy state. It turns DNC Russia hack allegation by CIA into a joke.
Yeah, it really is. And the fact that they're trying to build this up and make it now, after months and months of proof that there's nothing, is beyond disgusting. It's actually trying to literally dissemble the Trump government. Now, here's the consequences. If they succeeded in doing it and succeeding in tearing down this government, it will be the end of the United States of America. It'll break up into sub-republics. It'll be the end of it. There won't be an America anymore, will there?
No, of course. The point is, this is also biased. It's part of this effort to sabotage the Trump administration by forces that have lost power by it coming in, and they want to preserve it. We've had new revelations. InfoWars obtained credible information from law enforcement sources regarding individual records of U.S. citizens under the NSA electronic surveillance through the years 2004 through 2010, showing that both Donald Trump and Alex Jones were under surveillance. While attempts have been made to deny the surveillance, even the New York Times back in 2014 showed the Central Intelligence Agency had done just that by spying on a Senate panel investigating the agency's use of enhanced interrogation. Here's the headline from the New York Times. Inquiry by CIA confirms it spied on Senate panel. In a 2016 article from The Guardian entitled A Constitutional Crisis, the CIA hit turns on the Senate. It was likewise noted just how drastic and widespread is the CIA's domestic surveillance. I mean, this is absurd, Bill. We know the CIA is surveilling everyone. Why would anyone think that Donald Trump would be an exception?
Yeah, exactly. The reach of the CIA and the NSA is global. It's not just an American. People need to start grasping that. We have a global control agency that's actually running all these things.
Well, look, I mean, we even know the CIA has been intercepting computers and cell phones and iPads and all that from online purchases. You order it from Amazon, the CIA intercepts it and installs spyware. How dumb are we supposed to be, Bill, that
I know.
They're trying to feed us this line of rubbish that's already been discredited? We know the origin of the so-called Russian dossier, to which they were alluding here with great fanfare this morning. It came from a chat board member of IChan who made it up, including this description of Trump hiring two Russian prostitutes to pee on a bed Obama had slept on. It was all nonsense. It was all complete rubbish. Anyone who'd be dumb enough to fall for that is incompetent. We know they're not incompetent.
Yeah, but you know, they treat the public with disrespect. That's the bottom line here is the level of disrespect to the public to show these kind of stories is phenomenal, isn't it?
Well, you had testimony this morning, Bill, from Rogers claiming that the president doesn't have the ability to order a wiretap unless he gets a warrant. Well, that's just ridiculously false.
Yeah, exactly.
Read Chapter 36 of Title 50 of the U.S. Code, War and National Defense, Subchapter 1, Section 1802. Notwithstanding any other law, the president, through the attorney general, may authorize electronic surveillance without a court order under this subchapter.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that they're distorting the law. They're lying to the public. This is all phony claptrap. I find it insulting beyond belief. I mean, it's totally corrupt.
But the problem is, you see, I think that they're so comfortable with their total information awareness network and their control and their ability to insert whichever politician they want, even a body double of Hillary Clinton, because she's obviously not just herself. She's such a medical disaster. She's in the terminal phases of Parkinson's disease. She's showing signs of dementia. She has oculogyric crisis and collapsing spells, and yet they still try to push her forward and saying that somehow the Trump administration and various people like Manafort were involved with trying to spin the election with the help of Russians so we'd soften our policies on Russian involvement with Ukraine, when in fact Ukraine existed because the State Department of the United States tried to do a regime change and put in place, which they did, neo-Nazis. I mean, let's just face the fact. America is meddlesome, evil as hell, and we need to face that music that our agencies are out of control.
That's right. That's right. You are hearing other claptrap coming from members of Congress claiming that the Russians invaded Crimea, invaded Ukraine. It's all complete rubbish. We know that the so-called color revolution in Ukraine, that is a phrase for a popular revolution that is, you know, being used to disguise the manipulation from behind the scenes, was brought about by Victoria Nuland, Obama's deputy secretary of state, used $5 billion American taxpayer dollars, supplemented by $500 million more from George Soros, to drive the democratically elected president of Ukraine out of the country and install a puppet regime. We know that Crimea reuniting with Russia was done under the auspices of an international referendum. It was perfectly legitimate. They're posing it here during these hearings as though it were a Russian invasion and act of aggression, when it was nothing of the kind. I mean, this is insulting beyond belief.
Right. Now, the consequences of this hearing is they were asking pointed questions when they knew he was not supposed to unmask names, so Tomey was smart. They were asking him pointed questions. This is a Democratic member, Schiff, that I felt were out of place, inappropriate, and should have been literally by the director of this discussion, should have stopped him on the spot. Like, that line of questioning is not appropriate.
Yes, I agree completely. Schiff appears to be CIA all the way. We know the agency has tremendous influence over the government as well as the media. William Colby told the Congress back in 1975 during closed hearings that the agency owns everyone of significance in the major media. It's only got worse since then. Carl Bernstein published an article of the CIA and the media in Rolling Stone 2 years later, in which he explained that the agency officials had been boasting that their greatest successes had been with Time Life, with the New York Times, and with CBS. If you own, you know, controlled those media outlets in that era, you had a lock on American news dissemination. And it's only grown worse, Bill, today. Frankly, the CIA, the New York Times has become nothing more than the Langley newsletter. For example, when Donald Trump alluded to a legal analyst, you know, for Fox, who had discovered that they had been doing surveillance on him, They didn't even use his name. It's Judge Napolitano, who's actually a completely brilliant guy. He always does his homework. It was Judge Knapp who said that Obama had gone outside the chain of command to use the British spy agency. Three independent sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command, Napolitano said. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, didn't use the Department of Justice. Instead, Napolitano said he used GCHQ, that's General Communications Headquarters. The British intelligence and security organization has 24/7 access to the NSA database. There are no American fingerprints on this, Napolitano said. What happened to the guy who ordered this, resigning 3 days after Donald Trump was inaugurated? Is that meaning he's implying that it was may have been Flynn who was responsible for it? The fact is, even Representative Nunes has said that the Trump Tower may have been under surveillance. I don't think there's any doubt about it, that this was Trump under surveillance. Obviously, Flynn was used as a scapegoat here because Flynn had what appeared to have been completely innocuous contacts with Russia as the incoming national security advisor. They're even trashing Jeff Sessions for having a conversation with a Russian ambassador in his Senate office bill. Two others were present. It was a meeting arranged by the Department of State. How dumb are we supposed to be?
Right, and it was as his operational behavior as in his position as a senator.
Of course.
So, absolutely. What's amazing to me is they try to construe that somehow he's making dirty deals in the back room. It's ridiculous.
Well, I thought it was very, very nice that Trump alluded to a similarity he had with Angela Merkel, that they had both been under surveillance, because that created a major scandal at the time. And in fact, we know a great deal more about it now. The Duran has, in fact, published an article about a dozen different cases in which Obama conducted surveillance on foreign leaders. The NSA bugged Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Angela Merkel in Berlin, the chief of staff of the UN High Commissioner for Germany, the director of the Rules Division of the WTO, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Italy's Prime Minister Berlusconi. EU leaders targeted other EU leaders. He targeted Italy's ambassador. He targeted French President Sarkozy, Merkel, and Berlusconi again. He also wiretapped individuals in the media. 2013 created a scandal. A reporter, Fox News, James Rosen, and his family. And again, the reporter Cheryl Atkins in 2014, her personal computer and CBS laptop were hacked. I mean, this is ridiculous. All this is in the public record, and they're pretending that Obama wasn't doing wiretapping. He was wiretapping everyone, Bill, even Dennis Kucinich, who's as pure as a driven snow.
From my contacts, by the way, which go pretty deep in the government, because you remember I had presidential-level clearance, that Obama has been a CIA operative for many years, going way back to Afghanistan, where apparently he was an operative there. And even during the years when he was supposedly a Columbia University student and a legal scholar, constitutional scholar, this guy's so-called university was paid for by a Saudi billionaire. He's connected with Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Grand Chessboard, even suggested the change in his name to Barack Hussein, and his name was Barry Satoro. His brother, Malik Obama, shows his birth certificate just last week that shows he was born overseas. He's an Occidental University student. Everything he signed is ultra vires, which means it doesn't have any legal weight because he's not an American. And then when we see all this long list of him hacking, most people don't realize, because I took care of employees and senior members of the NSA, and they said to me straight up, 90% of what we do is industrial espionage. Like, for example, when they're hacking these world leaders, it's all over business, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all business.
Well, the bottom line is, in a capitalistic economy, profits. That's why we're still in Afghanistan, because the CIA is the biggest drug-dealing organization in the world. They keep their profits up by staying in Afghanistan, harvesting the poppy crop. and then maintaining the war on drugs, so that now we have the bizarre situation where Jeff Sessions seems to have had an overdose of reefer madness, is suggesting he's going to go after states that have legalized marijuana. I mean, this is simply absurd. Marijuana is a wonderful recreational drug. It doesn't have any of the debilitating effects of tobacco or alcohol. It won't cause cirrhosis of the liver. It won't cause lung cancer. Even Gary Trudeau years ago did a cartoon about Mr. J as a joint meeting Mr. Butts for cigarette industry, and Mr. Butts was boasting how last year he was responsible for 250,000 deaths, and Mr. J had to respond sheepishly, not one. Colorado's reaping a bonanza from the legalization, standardization, taxation of
I can tell you, as a toxicologist, too, it's not an entry drug. Marijuana is not. Now, there's a percentage of people that take marijuana, they're going to have problems, especially if they have the stronger stuff. That could easily be screened, or even in the first couple joints, you know yourself, it doesn't agree with your body. But 93% of people, it doesn't do anything negative. If anything, in cancer, it prevents cancer transformation in your body. It stops nausea, chronic pain syndromes, stops regional pain syndromes, boosts your immune system. I mean, it's insane what they're doing. Now, the reason why they're doing this is, and this is something deep state you need to understand, the $2 to $3 trillion goes into deep black op projects, DARPA projects, deep underground military bases, deep underground hotels. At the time when I took care of John Fiello, who was working with Phil Schneider, they got particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors they're using to drill through the ground at 7 to 11 miles per day, building matrix ones. But their favorite were dormant magma domes to build these underground cities. That at the time they had 143 of these giant facilities, anywhere from 5 to 12 cubic miles in size underground. And Bechtel Corporation and a number of other corporations were reaping all this giant benefit. So most of this money from drug money is going for either underground cities, weird genetic projects, super soldier programs, off-world space projects, all kinds of stuff that's not even on the map. And none of it is under the overwatch of Congress or Senate. They have no idea about this. This is totally off the limit. Just like if you go to Area 51, most of the real stuff that's going on is not even on the card.
Yes, yes, yes. And look at all the time and money and effort we waste on law enforcement for a recreational drug that has no victims. It's vastly expensive to pursue these people. You turn ordinary citizens into criminals. Well, you send them off to prison at vast expense to the public.
Well, compared
take them out
to Canada,
of the workforce. You take them out of the workforce, Bill, where they're no longer providing taxes to support the government, but draining resources from the government. I estimate the average is $100,000 per year per incarceration for these individuals who simply prefer to smoke their high instead of drink it.
And the thing is, once you criminalize them, they can't either get into university or courses or training or vocational school or get a job because they've gone through a criminal process. So now you've turned them into a situation where they either have to turn to criminal activity or illegal activity, so they get stuck in this system. And in fact, if you happen to be black or non-white, you're much more likely, for example, to be not only picked up but jailed. Here in California, the ratio, I think, is 8-1 if you're black. You know, to me, this is discrimination, but people have to understand the whole idea that marijuana is a gateway drug, and I'm a toxicologist. It's not. But now we've got tons of cocaine coming in that the price has dropped. We've got tons of drugs coming in from Israel, including the date rape drugs and so on, that are coming in from Netanya. People don't understand there's a giant pipeline because all these illegal drugs are run by the CIA, the FBI, and agencies. And that's why, for example, Bill Clinton and me in Arkansas and the Bushes were involved directly in this drug trade. That's the facts.
And Congress won't dare touch that. They're so neutered. This is an unbelievable Congress. It's as corrupt as they come. I'm completely outraged by these hearings. Yeah. We know a great deal about the CIA meddling in the Obama administration and the politics and elections in other countries.
Exactly.
There's a list of some 80
different... Back in a moment.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jim, this hearing this morning is mind-boggling. I haven't yet heard from the Republican ranking member of the House Committee on Intelligence. But I started to hear the statements by the head of the NSA. Mr. Comey's response was pretty appropriate. It was basically saying, I'm not going to talk about private citizens. And it was amazing the line of questioning that Congressman Schiff had, which is completely inappropriate. And what I see happening is an attempt to set up a kind of like a Warren-like commission to try to see if they can completely disable the Trump administration. Now, people need to understand a couple things that are coming. Number one, Obamacare is going to collapse. By later this year, early next, at least a third to half Americans aren't going to have even one insurance carrier to go to. Number two, we've reached the debt ceiling already. That happened March 11th. If we don't get a vote to increase the debt ceiling, we won't be able to borrow money from the Fed, in order to even run the government. And people don't understand that's why we have to have a tight budget so we can actually justify it. And at the same time, they raised the interest rates two times since January with Janet Yellen. She didn't do it in 8 years with Trump, with Obama, but now two times she's raised it a quarter percent before even the economy takes off. So we've got a really tenuous situation here that could collapse the government. We could literally have a constitutional crisis if we're allowed this to get out of control.
Well, the whole plan is to try to delegitimize the Trump administration. It's never been more blatantly on display than it is here this morning during this hearing. I mean, when the Russian dossier was made up, we know that. When there was no hacking whatsoever, we even know the source of the DNC emails. It went from Seth Rich, who was the IT guy, for the DNC, disillusioned about their efforts to sabotage the campaign of Bernie Sanders, gave them to Craig Murray, who's an intel analyst, UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, friend of Julian Assange, gave them to Julian Assange, who published them. They both asserted they know who the leaker was. He's not Russian. There's no Russian involvement here.
And what's the status of Mr. Rich? How is he doing? Is he suntanning or is he not doing so well?
Well, he had two or three bullets pumped in his back as a consequence that Clinton's people treat very harshly those who expose them. I'm sorry
so,
to say.
So I don't imagine he doesn't just have a rash from it. He's probably singing with the angels, as they say in the mob.
Well, he was an admirable guy, Seth Rich. He performed an act of what's known as supererogation, going beyond the call of duty.
Right.
Putting himself at grave risk, indeed mortal risk, it turns out, to benefit
right.
the American people so they should know what's going on. And these congressmen are ignoring the content of all of these emails 100% completely, Bill. It's insulting, again, to the American people. They're not talking about the heroic efforts to get the truth to the people. They're not even talking about the truth that they revealed. It's outrageous.
Well, the thing is that they don't deny that even one word of these emails, including now, Donna Brazil comes forward last week, and I'm not sure exactly why, because she's still involved deeply in the DNC, and says, well, yeah, I did lie to you, including to Jesse Waters, when he confronted her directly back on October 19th, and she said, there's no way, and this is a lie, and all this stuff. She's shaking her head and trying to use the body motions, and she comes on and says, yeah, I lied, and I did give the information to the Clinton campaign. I'm thinking, excuse me, why are you not arrested? Why are you not in jail over this?
Yeah.
You know, really, I see a lot of behavior, including of these Hollywood celebrities, you know, like Madonna and Ashley Judd. Like, why are these people not arrested? If there were some arrests going on here and there were some serious jail time or penalties, then maybe they'd shut the hell up and they'd stop behaving inappropriately. That's actually asking for someone like Snoop Dogg and his nephew, what's his name, Little Bow Wow. And the statements by Little Bow Wow about Melania Trump, this guy needed to be arrested for the statements he said.
I couldn't agree more, Bill. You're right
on it.
It's
disgusting. This is not my America. This is a degenerate America ready to blow up.
Donna Brazile had a conscience that led her to the truth, but others, like Lester Holt on NBC, hasn't fessed up to his role in giving the questions to Hillary Clinton a week in advance and then being in collusion with her during the debate to let her get in zingers.
Exactly.
I mean, it's outrageous. He's still on television. That speaks volumes about the lack of integrity of NBC.
Right, yeah. Visit our website. And, of course, Donald Trump made NBC.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We do need the tools for survival, because what's going on right now, I'm hoping this committee meeting will be over very stoutly. It's obviously going to go nowhere. There will be no commission set up, like a Warren Commission. And we need to move forward. With probably, it's going to require the nuclear option to get Gorsuch on. Once that happens, if this case that's been turned over by this idiot in Hawaii that somehow thinks he can preempt the power of the president, that's been put forward since the 1950s repeatedly by Congress who gave these powers to the president. These idiots are going to be overturned, and I think there should be some impeachment. I think this judge and the judges in the Ninth Circuit Court need to be removed from their positions. Why are there no consequences to this kind of bad behavior? If this was a medical practice and you had left tools inside a patient and the patient died of a super infection, you'd lose all of your license. You'd probably go to jail. Why are the same consequences not happening to these judges and attorneys when they're completely legally psychotic? Even a grade 8 student in social studies would know that this is not appropriate.
Well, the ruling by the judge in Hawaii that blocked Trump's travel ban was announced less than 48 hours after Barack Obama made a surprise visit to Honolulu, leading some to speculate that the former president schemed with a judge he had originally appointed.
Right.
And this ruling was completely indefensible. A temporary restraining order because the executive order reportedly violated the Establishment Clause, which the judge, whose name is Watson, reduced to this formulation. The clearest command of the Establishment Clause is that one religious denomination cannot be officially preferred over another. But even the judge himself, Bill, admitted it's indisputable. The order on its face does not discriminate for against any religion, for against religion versus non-religion. So it's got nothing to do with it violating the Establishment Clause. It's the alleged intent they interpret from comments he made on the campaign trail, which have nothing to do with the proper interpretation of the law. Well,
right.
I mean, this is insulting beyond belief.
Well, it's not even appropriate. In first-year law school, you'd learn if you did this, you wouldn't get into second-year law school. Like, what are they talking about? How ridiculous is it? Like, I've taken courses at Stony Brook Medical Center in medical legal law, and I can tell you, if you put these answers down, you would not graduate.
Yeah. And you know, even James Clapper had called Trump to denounce the false and fictitious report that was illegally circulated, the made-up phony facts, too bad. Director of National Intelligence Clapper did indeed discuss the contentious report with the president-elect on Wednesday. That would have been around the 12th of January, and released a press statement in essence condemning the mainstream media's careless handling of unsubstantiated and sensitive information. But it wasn't just unsubstantiated. It was completely fabricated. There was no basis for it whatsoever. And we've had quite a few reports about it since. Fox News, President Trump exonerated concerning Russian ties, Russian claims made up, no evidence found, Trump haters livid. Democrats stormed out of a briefing on Russian hacking conducted by James Comey, furious with one of the briefers. The FBI director has no credibility, said Representative Maxine Waters of California. ABC News, no evidence Trump campaign aides recruited by Russia, former top spy chief says. Noam Chomsky, world is laughing at claims Russia hacked election. CNBC, lawmaker in charge of Trump-Russia probe, no evidence, no special prosecutor. They're just bullying ahead here. Because they want to make political points with a public relations stunt here, Bill, that
right.
bears no relationship to the facts of the case whatsoever.
Right. What's disturbing to me is that while these things are happening, there's real issues that need to be dealt with legislation. Once the Obamacare bill is put to death, to rest and buried, once they resurrect and get health care, and I like, you can be a purist and say, look, we just want for 90% of Americans a right to have an open market. And that'll bring the prices down. But we're going to discuss in the third hour some real solutions to healthcare that involve functional medicine and intervening to make people healthier. And it doesn't just involve medical drugs or even surgery. It involves a total environment of toxic food, toxic water, toxic environments, dangerous workplaces. They're all involved with whether or not you're going to live longer, healthier, or get really sick. So I think what we have is a situation where the Democrats don't have any solutions like for health care, but they're going to obstruct even if the plan was crafted by Democrats but put under the name of Ryan or Trump, and they would oppose it. That's how crazy this is, isn't it? Even if they themselves crafted it.
Let me make an obvious point here, Bill, once you reflect on it. This whole Russian hacking, Russian intervention is a conspiracy theory. It has no support, no substantiation. It's actually been refuted on multiple counts. We know there was no connections, not even the possibility Russia affected the actual vote tabulation, which actually...
I'll make a little minor modification to that. It's the conspiracy hypothesis. See, a hypothesis doesn't come up to the level of a theory. A theory is something that you have enough evidence, you can actually set up a zeta score if you're doing a test or other things, statistically, to prove that it actually had some evidence. There's no evidence that this even rises to a theory.
No, Bill, there's a weak sense of theory as a rumor, speculation, or conjecture versus a strong sense of theory of empirically testable explanatory hypothesis.
Right.
What I do is to take these theories from the weak sense to the strong sense to test them and evaluate them. And in this case, when you apply that procedure, you find it has no basis whatsoever. Right. This was a fabricated dossier made up by a member of the chat board for 4chan that the CIA had no business treating it seriously. That has been refuted by Clapper. It's been refuted by the deputy director of the FBI. So what is Congress even doing talking about this claptrap? It's embarrassing. It's
I got a theory, and I want to see what you think of it. On the 19th of March, Anthony Weiner went into protective custody, so he's going state's evidence against Hillary, Podesta, etc. When I heard Schiff, this Democrat, quoting that the Podesta emails that Roger Stone was saying the Podesta emails were going to be released and it was going to really get him, and that somehow they were kind of pro-offering that the change in policy by America toward Russia and their sanctions and so on were going to change. This is a pile of crap. And the fact is that now that Anthony Weiner is going to go state's evidence means this is going to get big. It's going to be the Clinton Foundation. It's going to be anybody connected, both not only Democrat but also Republican. They're connected with this giant pedo-gate ring. And it's not just Democrats. This is going to involve corporate heads, Republicans, all kinds of evil people, not just in America but all over the damn world. You know, from places like, I think it was Sweden or Norway, where they had a major pedophile ring expose this last fall. This is not a localized problem. It's a global issue.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, if they start talking about the contents of the Podesta emails, which led to the Pizzagate revelations and the code, where you use, a pizza to refer to little girls, hot dogs, little boys, and then we discover that Obama spent $65,000 taxpayer money flying pizza, hot dogs from Chicago to the White House for a private party, you begin to get a sense of the dimensions of all this. Obviously, he wasn't flying Pizza Hut pizzas or Chicago hot dogs from Chicago over 1,000 miles to the White House. The White House won't even accept food from outside sources.
Right.
You could get better, fresher, hotter pizza and hot dogs right in D.C. if it were for real. We're talking about Obama flying little girls and little boys from Chicago for a private party in the White House. This is as corrupt and disgusting as it gets.
Right. Now, of course, this means that the deep state has total control. And remember, now the CIA and Mossad have been doing this for over 5-6 decades. This is nothing new. Right?
That's right. That's
sexual compromise, etc., has been a stock and trade of the CIA and the Mossad, which is, I call, the trigger finger of the CIA. That's why 9/11... was done by Mossad nuclear agents, because the micro-nuke technology was called the Davy Crockett. The Israelis had perfected, which they had in that club in Indonesia, remember, years ago. That was proved to be a micro-nuke that blew up that club.
You're talking about the Bali bombing.
The Bali bombing, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely correct. It was done by the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. I have a whole book about it called... America Nuked on 9/11 at moonrockabooks.com, Bill. So you're 100% correct. It's been thoroughly vindicated. I mean, there's a massive study here of how it was done and who was involved. But the fact is, although the Russian hacking against Trump has been refuted, there's actual documentation on the crimes and corruption of Hillary Clinton. They're neglecting how she set up an illegal private email server, transferred classified information, even had her maid print out classified documents, took hundreds of millions of dollars from different governments, including Saudi Arabia. She took $75 million from Australia for strong State Department support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, all this is disgusting. This is thoroughly documented. If the Congress were serious, they'd be investigating Hillary and her corruption, not on based on real evidence, not Donald and these Russian contacts based upon myth.
It's my theory that what's going to happen with Pedogate and the state's evidence is that this is going to bust this wide open, and the corrupt congressmen and senators that are in both parties that are supporting the deep state are going to go down. And it's also going to make connections internationally. It's going to start connecting to all kinds of politicians and people worldwide. People don't realize that, for example, the failed leader of Italy was actually taking money from the Clinton Foundation to even fly around.
Yes. 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 Well, I think Anthony Weiner turns out to be a treasure trove, that when they discovered the 650,000 emails on his server, it was obvious it went far beyond Clinton Foundation corruption, financial corruption, into child abuse, sex crimes.
Obviously, he knew that he was dealing with some bad people, so he wanted to have a vault of dangerously implicating evidence. And this is what he had. He had this vault, and I think that in some ways he almost left it out on purpose to make certain that it would be discovered to cover his own butt and save his hide from being, you know, becoming another, I call foster side victim, like Vince Foster.
Well, there have been a lot of deaths in relation to all these leaks, including the attorney to Julian Assange, who wound up in front of a subway in London. The class action server died a mysterious death. The FBI agent, who appears to have been responsible for the further leaks, who wound up, claiming a murder-suicide because his wife was dead, he was dead, his house was burned down, a typical black op to conceal evidence. I mean, this is all beyond outrageous. If the Congress wanted to do something serious instead of playing games with the trifling nonsense as they're doing today, they ought to be looking at Hillary, Anthony Weiner, and all the corruption that went along with it.
Yeah, now, that one of the reasons why Trump actually met with these agents directly. He wanted the lower-level agents to blow the whistle on upper agents if they're going to do something against the Trump administration, because the deep state is literally manipulated through the NSA, CIA, and these other agencies, and they're integrated with every other agency. So when I saw the outrage by GCHQ, I'm thinking, the nervy bastards. We know damn well that the GCHQ, just like all these other agencies, including Canadian Security Intelligence, snoops on other countries. This is their stock and trade of how they manage to get information that's not traceable through their own agency, even.
That's right. And even in
standard operational procedure.
Even in the first couple of months of 2017, the deep state was involved in leaking, unlawful, a draft executive order to reopen CIA black sites, Trump's calls with Mexican and Australian leaders, transcript of Flynn's call with the Russian ambassador, Trump's associates' contacts with Russia. A memo suggesting 100,000 National Guard troops might round up illegal immigrants. Rex Tillerson's anti-leak memo. Jeff Sessions' meeting with the Russian ambassador. Those were all leaked by the CIA or the other intel agencies. And, of course, we know that Obama broadened access to the raw data to all of the other 16 other intel agencies. So everyone could leak, and it would be that much harder to track down.
Right, right. Yeah, and, of course, Comey himself said they have no information to connect Trump with the Russians. This is pure foolishness. But the fact is they keep droning at the story because now they're trying to even tell, the Democrats are trying to tell their underlings and their supporters, we may not be able to get the evidence to prove that what we think is absolutely true. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. So in other words, we've got to keep you in this psychotic fugue, even though the evidence is completely against it.
Well, just a few days ago, the unhinged leftists are running around screaming about Trump being a Russian agent. Top Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee quietly admit they're not expecting to find any evidence. It appears the Democrats on the Senate Intel Committee are conceding the fact there may not be any evidence linking Donald Trump's campaign to Russian influence. Well, the move comes just days after Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, peddled back on his claims of solid evidence of collusion between the Trump camp and the Russian intel agencies. The House committee investigating today appears to be much more loose with the facts than the Senate counterpart. And it's embarrassing, Bill. we're getting a lot of comments on what's going on here. Funny how the Democrats are so exercised about unregistered foreign agents, but AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, has never been registered. Democrats are seeking to criminalize not only RT, that's a Russia Today, very popular news site, but anyone who could be linked to Russia in any way, including their foreign policy views. Adam Schiff, do the Russians prefer businessmen as leaders? Because what? They're supposed to be potential traitors? These are people who are unhappy that Hillary lost. She lost fair and square. She ran a terrible campaign. In fact, everything was rigged to benefit her. I thought it was amusing when he asked a question about Michigan, because when the Jill Stein's, initiated recount took place in Michigan, they found enormous proof of voter fraud there. Right. Precincts that had voted 95% for Hillary were found their ballot boxes had been stuffed after the polls had been closed.
Yeah.
I mean, it went on and on, Bill, just insulting beyond belief.
Yeah, it's aggravating, and I don't want to put up with it anymore. I want to see some arrests. I almost want the leakers go to jail. I want this claptrap on the media to stop. I'm not interested in hearing it anymore.
They should be investigating Barack Obama, not Donald Trump.
Right. Barack Obama needs and Valerie Jarrett to be arrested. Yeah. Back in a minute.
Have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Yeah, Jim, we're probably, I don't know if we have time today or tomorrow, but we should do a video. We have a lot of slides you sent me here, so we should probably have an hour video that will be simulcast on live stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And you need to sign up, by the way, to live stream when you know that when we're going to do the broadcast. I'm also setting it up so that people can email their questions to NutraMedical1, and so that'll be set up as well. so that they can actually email. But you have to be a customer of NutraMedical or you don't get through. So, Jim, what's this is
yeah tomorrow? Tomorrow looks good. Tomorrow looks good, Bill.
Good.
Let me say that Wayne Madsen, with whom I've had certain differences because he's been a flop about Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando, and such, has been pretty good about foreign agencies, and he's reporting that Five Eyes do spy on each other's political leaders. You know, this involves a cooperation between Australia, Canada, New Zealand, England, and the USA, and they commonly use each other's spy services to spy on leaders in their own country to circumvent the laws of their own nation.
That was actually conceived by Project Omega in Nazi Germany. It was transplanted to the OSI here in America that later became the CIA. So people need to understand this is a full transplant of the spy agency policies and technologies and people from Germany after the war. Same way as the space program. These are complete transplants.
Yeah, it even turns out that Margaret Thatcher used the five-power global surveillance to spy on two of her cabinet members because she didn't believe they were completely loyal to her policies. I mean, this is really embarrassing stuff, and I'm glad it's all being exposed here. These hearings today are a sham, Bill, but I believe there's going to be a powerful rebuttal to them that's going to expose the corruption going on here. It's a shame and an embarrassment to see Congress people like Adam Schiff abusing his position to mislead and deceive the American people.
Yeah, and he's trying to a string of things that are not connected to make him look like there's this overall policy. It's like the old Russian saying, throw enough mud against the wall and some of it will stick. That's what he's trying to do. So he can get a commission going that'll go for years and degrade or paralyze the Trump administration.
Well, it's embarrassing since it's already been debunked. I mean, this is all ridiculous. There's nothing to it. It's a nothing burger. Where's the beef? There isn't any, Bill.
Well, I'd like to see some of these investigators like Congressman Schiff be investigated as to who his connections are and what he's doing. Maybe when the pedo gate comes up, they'll find he's got connections that are nasty.
This is my suspicion, too, Bill. I think that Schiff is putting himself right in the crosshairs of Pizzagate. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he turns out like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, Bill Clinton, to be deeply involved in Pizzagate in this pedophilia operation going on worldwide.
Right, yeah. I'm going to talk about some theories about this on Wednesday as to why I think there's a connection here and why some of these kind of deep evils are infiltrated into our culture, into humanity. And by the way, it's not recent. This goes back thousands of years. This has just got different names and different cultures, that's all.
Well, if it exposes, you know, the massive surveillance taking place and it doesn't require a warrant, the president can do it anytime he wants. Five Eyes using other agencies, it'll all be to the good. The public needs to know.
Exactly. I think Trump is going to take action here shortly. Once he gets Gorsuch in a Supreme Court, once he gets past these stupid hearings that are trying to put Comey on the spot. Comey's handling it very well. I'm impressed with him. Thank you, Jim. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be, as I say, we'll be putting on a amazing live simulcast with remarkable information. You want to sign up at Livestream, send us information when you do. Send us NutraMedical One, proof that you're a customer of NutraMedical, and then you can actually email questions, and we are going to eventually allow live questions when we're doing these shows. We're working toward it. Simulcast tomorrow after the show.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.